What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
I'm your co-host. Start the shit over again, bitch.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Why'd you do that to me?
Because it was fun. I'm going to leave it in there because it's just fun for the people. So, what's on the news today?
Asshole. He told me he was going to let me do the intro.
Next one. So what's on the agenda for today, Boo?
I really want to talk about that 2035 New Jersey rule.
Ah, yes. Murphy signed it into law. Officially starting in 2035, new car dealerships in New Jersey, better said, will no longer be able to sell gas-powered cars.
Move that in front of you.
Over here in my pants.
I'm just telling you. Listen, I can hear you.
But that's pretty much it. No more gas engines, at least for the new stuff.
So now what does a used car dealership do?
That's the loophole in the system. They'll still be able to sell cars.
See how I gave you that up front? You're welcome.
Yep. But get ready for the bro tax. We were talking about it before. Definitely the bro tax is going to go up.
You think you had a hard time buying a fucking Mustang?
Wait for it now.
Yeah, wait till
you better get it before 2035, that's for sure. It's a domino effect because, let's face it, they can ban this bullshit all they want.
Yeah.
Bro, ain't nobody going to be throwing out extension cords from their buildings and fucking burgling to fucking be charging their Tesla. Let's just cut the shit.
No,
let's just cut it.
It's not going to happen.
So unless all the new parking decks are officially like EV.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to fucking happen. And we're going to become the next California.
It fucking better not be. I'll move.
So I don't think I'll ever get to that point, to be realistically.
Florida's looking better and better.
Everything else is about to start looking better and better. But it's going to be a domino effect because 2035, fine. All new dealerships, well, the big name brands, you know, GM, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, all of them, they're not going to be able to move their inventory into New Jersey.
How are they going to do it? Oh, I got you.
Exactly. They're not going to be able to sell those cars. But you know what the loophole is? You can still buy a gas engine in 2035 or 2036 in PA or New York or Delaware.
Slow down.
And still be able to register it here.
Slow down.
You're welcome. That's another one, guys.
They're going to take those gas motors.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use them as dealership cruiser cars, like the ones that the dealership...
The courtesies?
When you
drop off your car for an oil change?
And then after you get 1,000 miles...
That the EVs don't have... Yes, continue. Continue with that.
After they get the 1,000 miles on it, they'll say, oh, it's used. Certified pre-owned.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's only got 1,000 miles on it. Who
dealers, if you're hearing this, call us. We can help you. you know what? That's actually a good one.
Right? Courtesy cars.
I'll be surprised with the fine print, but I can see them doing that. But yeah, the main dealerships that have new cars and pre-owned will still technically be safe.
Imagine.
Because let's be for real. Nobody's going to go in there. There's always going to be a handful of people are going to buy an EV.
Yeah.
Just to keep up with the times.
Yeah.
But the majority of the people are not.
No.
Let's just face the facts.
Absolutely.
It's not going to happen at all. Because again, nobody wants to be fucking throwing an extension cord from their building window to their car to charge their car.
Well, by then, hopefully, they'll have battery packs where you can charge it in the house and blow up your house. not that.
Or they go to, like, a supercharger network and charge their car there. But then you got to wake up earlier to keep your shit charged and then go to work. Or vice versa.
Or spend a half an hour after work.
Yeah, or during a lunch break. Like I said, it's too many. There's too much stupidity in between to make it liable.
You know what's really funny?
What?
Tesla had created a wireless charging.
Well, we're talking about the real guy, Tesla, right? We're not talking about Elon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Imagine if cars drove around and charged themselves.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Or I got an idea. Ready for this? You're not ready for this.
As all the snipers are out now.
Yeah. There's a little red dot on your forehead, bro. Yours too.
What's that bullet say? Shell. Exxon Mobil.
If somebody was smart, they'd open up a parking deck with, hear me out. I know this is going to sound crazy. An adaption piece that you put under your car,
mm-hmm.
and then when you park in your spot, it automatically starts charging.
So you're essentially driving an iPhone or a Samsung. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that would be cool. But there's no money in that.
Well, ready for this? If I told you I worked for a company that when I park my car, it's charging it. And I never leave work with a dead battery.
It would be cool. Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, it is. If it happens, the culture can survive. Yeah. It just takes time to adjust, but it would happen. It will happen. Like, people are going to pop up. Like, the same thing these mobile technicians are usually, like, on Facebook ads.
Oh, man.
You're going to see that mobile charger guy that's going to show up and don't worry about it while you're working. I'm charging your Tesla or something stupid like that.
Actually, that's a good business venture if you really do think about it. You drive around with a bunch of batteries in your truck and you say, hey, you want me to charge your car?
The one gas generator just charging a whole mess of EVs. Back of a pickup. But no, realistically, think about it. The domino effect that it's going to cause. Because now you're going to get the bro tax.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, oh, hey, you know, this is now $5,000 more because, you know, everything's EVs now and shit like that. And also the loophole is you can still register a car in the state if you get it from outside the state.
Question.
Go for it.
How much does it cost? No, how long does it take for a Tesla to fully charge?
You know what? Are you going to Google that real quick?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. I do know the new ones now do have like a quote unquote, they can go up to like 40%, I think, in 30 minutes. Feel free to chime in, Tesla owners, if I'm correct or not, because I'm not too sure on it. What?
Model 3, 8.5 to 10 hours at 220 volt.
Oh, okay. I can actually see it right here. The new Model 3, yeah, 8.5 to 10 hours at 220. The new Model Y, 11.5 to 11.8 hours at 220. The Model X, 14 hours at 220.
So how are these Teslas guys keeping their cars charged up?
A lot of Starbucks coffee and killing time. Which, again, it comes back to the same point that we've always bitched about and talked about. It makes no sense that you have to fucking plan a trip around the supercharger network or whatever charging network you're going to go on.
Yeah.
And you have to sit in a fucking rest area for 45 minutes. Let's be for real. Rest area is not that fun.
You know there's one jerk off in Jersey City that drives to the mall every Saturday and charges car for the week?
Yeah, there's always going to be that one asshole. Or three, at least. There's always going to be that one guy. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're technically saving the planet, but are you really? Because let's be for real.
But here's my...
Firefighters are still trying to figure out how to put out fucking lithium battery fires.
Jeez, you're right.
And that's a big lithium battery.
So, all right, so there has to be something that continuously generates electricity. Like an alternative of sorts.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Right? If we can make the one car that charges...
Don't be talking about ideas on the fucking episode. No.
If we can make the one truck, we can make that truck as it drives. It can drive to the next Tesla, plug him in, and charge him up with the leftover energy.
Yes and no. I don't know. It's... feasible in one way. I mean, it sounds easier, but to execute is going to be a different story. But again, it's when the time comes is when I can see maybe six months down the line or a year is when people will find the niche in this whole plugging into the fucking, you know, quote unquote, the grid for their EV bullshit. But again, do I see that flying around by us? Absolutely not. That bullshit is never going to happen. In town, there's four Teslas. Five, if you're lucky.
No, there's a little bit more now.
But at least by us, where the fuck are they going?
The malls, their houses. They charge shit in
their garages. For those who have a house, yes. Again, if, you know, house, driveway, garage, whatever, yeah, of course. It's fucking easy and viable.
Makes sense.
But I know people that have a Tesla and they live in a fucking apartment building. So again, where are we going? You're the guy going to Home Depot to buy a fucking 400-foot-long extension cord? And tripping every single old lady going to the fucking bodega for their lottery tickets? But as long as your Tesla's charged, fuck them. You know what I mean? That's the thing that blows my fucking mind. Which again, that's a perfect example on how, yeah, whatever, they're shoving this down your throat one way or another. But I don't see it really taking off hardcore. Again, city, down south, there's more houses, there's more driveways. Yeah, I can see that picking up more steam. Mm. But city?
West New York?
Hudson County City?
Jersey City?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
It doesn't make sense.
But let's see what happens. But like I said, it's going to be interesting to see the bro tax and how dealers have to adapt now. Because let's be for real, they're just going to have to ship all their engine, their new stuff, quote unquote, that have engines, to other states.
Yeah, and you got to buy it out of state.
And you got to buy it out of state. But that's the loophole. You buy it out of state, you can bring it inside and register it. Unless they, quote unquote,
fine fuck print.
Fuck
with that too.
And fuck with that too. Be like, no. I don't give a fuck where you get it from. It's still not in here. But then can they really do that?
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not allowed to drive an S15 yet.
Well, that's different. That's motherfucking DOT.
No, that's a federal thing.
Why is that a federal thing?
Because there's admission laws against that for the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. Ready for this?
Yeah, but that's a different thing,
though. No, hold on. Same way I can smoke weed at in Jersey,
uh-huh.
But if I go down to Florida and get caught with a dime bag, I'm serving a little bit of a bid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be honest, it's probably a fine in 90 days or community service, whatever the shit is. Right. But from state to state, things will vary.
Yeah, okay. Very true.
Hmm. Makes me think. Somebody should e-swap.
E-swap.
Yeah, electric swap, JDM car.
Is that going to be the actual term?
Can e-swap?
E-swap it. Can you imagine that shit?
I'm sure there's somebody thinking about doing that anyway.
I mean, I see there's a few builds in SEMA that were EV-swapped from like wrecked Teslas or whatever. But I don't know. Let's see what happens, man. I don't know. I'm not too happy about it. It is what it is. It kind of fucking sucks. It's the exit we're taking. So we just kind of have to like go with it.
Hopefully it's a fucking jug handle where we can get right the fuck off.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that kind of sucks. It's the dying breed of the engine. But I still don't think it's going to be completely gone though. I really don't think so. To a certain degree.
If it does, I know. Ready for this? If they decide to do only electric vehicles. All right. The cars that are here now got to be grandfathered in.
I mean, by law, I would assume that's going to happen. Because let's be for real. The old man, I've always said it. The old man in California that appeared, I forgot on what channel it was. I don't know if it was CNN or some shit. They interviewed him about the whole crazy EV thing. And because they were trying to get crazy enough to be like, hey, listen, we'll give you X amount of money for you to like junk your car type of shit and buy an EV.
You couldn't pay me to.
Those 80-something-year-old, they'd be like, you kidding me? I just spent practically 30 years of my life restoring this like 55 Bel Air that's worth more than a house. I'll leave the fucking state before I give you my car.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if that's going to be the mentality. If, again, that's a big if. New Jersey hasn't stated anything about doing that. And to be honest, I don't think they would go that hard.
It's really interesting to think.
Grandfather, whatever the fuck is in the state in, but anything new, it has to be EV. But again, it's going to come back to the bro tax because all these little used dealers are going to crank up the price a little bit more because, just be for real, people are going to want a gas engine. They're not going to want a battery.
I got a good one for you.
What?
Corvette guys.
They're the first ones that are going to want a fucking EV.
Wait, hold on. It gets better.
Okay.
All right. Corvette guys want their shit brand new. They want the special yellow trim with the red exterior. There's only two of these. Blah, 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 blah. How am I going to fucking sell you on a used Corvette out of the dealership? Are you going to pay $120,000 for a used Corvette?
Also true.
Come on. What are we doing here, guys?
Also true.
Got to make sense. Make it make sense.
I, you know what it is? I think, realistically, the state, all the states really that are jumping on this fucking bandwagon, they're just going with the times of whatever's cool
to do. It's not helping anybody.
I see them retracting it later on. Just because, again, unless they're going to come and hook up a charger in everybody's house and teach everybody how to even drive a fucking EV, because be for real, let's go with Tesla. Motherfuckers don't even got half a full steering wheel. They're half yokes, for the love of God. No buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everything's a fucking shit. Sensor. So, you know, it's one of those things that, end of the day, something new. And it's going to take a hard time to adapt. But let's see what happens. In other lovely news because
I love that you just said that. In other news. Actually, plug the HPL.
Well, yes. For those that have been following the media IG, we had the magazine a few years back from like 03 to 06. Okay. Yeah, something like that. We had HPL magazine. It was Hobby, Passion, Lifestyle. So pretty much our slogan, just, you know, initials, and we ran with it. 12 issues later, we stopped it. You know, it was one of those things. We were there for a little bit just to have some fun and say we did it.
Yeah.
Always had the name still, whatever. But now we are now back in the game, in the magazine game, but now we're fully digital. So for anybody that is interested, they can go to hplmag.com. And it picks up the best articles of the automotive world in one main page. So from Hypebeast to Motor Trend to CNN Autos to Microsoft Autos. Yeah, just about everywhere.
It is the world star of car.
It is the world star of the car world. So everything and anything, even down to like SEMA news and regulations and new stuff and all that crap. Yeah, one more stop. So we're inviting writers to, if they want to write stories, you're more than welcome. Just hit us up. We can give you some credit, throw your article on there. As long as it's automotive related, I'm game for it.
You can be published.
Yeah, we can publish you. And yeah, like I said, well, I'm going to be expanding on this and doing features and like cars of the month and stuff like that. So be on the lookout because you will start seeing some ads pop out here and there.
Also, as our cars get featured, we will need tits for the podcast.
Tits for the podcast.
You know, just models for the cars as we take the pictures. Do not be shy to pull your titties out. You know, just send them straight to the HPL mail.
Spam at HPLmail.com.
Yeah, no. It'll be interesting.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice because now we get to inform you guys a little bit better. We get to find out everything that's happening around the world, pretty much, in the car world. And in jumping into that segment, did you see what happened in good old Texas?
The takeover?
Yes, the lovely takeover that. Y'all motherfuckers are savages. I just got to say that. Texas?
Elaborate. Tell the kids about it.
Jesus Christ, you guys know how to do fucking takeovers. We don't condone it. We think it's stupid. But y'all motherfuckers are crazy as hell. get this. They took over. They did a, you know, regular good old-fashioned takeover. Swing it, send somebody flying to a pole. You know, that fun shit.
Fantastic.
Cops showed up. You know what they did?
Shot fireworks in the cop cars.
Yes, sir, they did. They shot fireworks inside the police car, and they set it on fire.
The cops
and on top of that,
fire?
With the fire on the ground, people start doing donuts.
Did the cops return fire?
You know what?
I would have.
I don't know. Yeah, crowds threw rocks and bottles and pointed lasers at the officers. One officer sustained, thank God, non-life-threatening injuries, was treated at a local hospital and was released. Thank God for that. Rocks and bottles were thrown at patrol vehicles, causing damage. Two people were arrested, evading arrest. Yeah, just a good old-fashioned...
hoedown.
Yep, 100%. All right. No words. We're not even going to bother giving the IG page because I'm not going to waste my time giving this fucker credit.
Again, take over, guys.
From the videos, anyway. It's just insane.
You're giving us a bad look.
When the fuck will the car community just say enough with this bullshit?
All right, guys. So, long story short, just let it. Don't do it. And listen, we all have those knucklehead friends. There's even, you know, a few floating around here and there. But come on. Let's all be adults. If you're going to do shit like that, do it in a parking lot, two or three friends, behind a warehouse, not on a ring of fire. You know, like.
It's stupid because it gets to a point that you're not even, like, you lose the entire car aspect. Because everybody's fucked around. Everybody's done the burnout in the empty lot.
Oh, that's me.
We've all done it. We've all done it. We've all seen it. We've all gotten to one.
Wait.
What?
We've all done it? Which one of your cars does a burnout?
Shadow.
No fucking way.
Shadow does a very mean burnout.
Are you serious?
Yes, actually. Years ago, many moons ago.
You have that on video?
No, nigga. Before iPhones were even out. Are you shitting me?
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead ass.
And Shadow's an Escalade.
Yes. 5.7. Yep. Oh, V8. Man.
Well, that kind of explains it.
What?
I was wondering what was so cool about Shadow. Okay, custom artwork all over it. Custom trunk.
Yeah.
the whole nine.
When she had her stocks on her, like her factory 17s, a kid that used to be in the team, he's like, yo, this truck could do a mean burnout. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. He actually did it in a lot.
And you let somebody do a burnout in one year? And I mean, got a fight to back, sit in so red.
Just one.
This is bullshit.
You learn.
Who was the kid?
You learned. I forgot his name, to be honest.
What did he drive?
He had a Civic. What year was that? 2000 body style.
Was it a bubble or was it?
No, coupe. Coupe.
Okay, I got it in my head.
So, but it was nice, clean, simple, you know, JDM clean look, slammed to the ground.
You let somebody do a burnout?
Yeah. But the Escalade back then was stock. It was my daily, really. It was my daily at the time.
You love dailying trucks.
Yeah. I'm a daily. Yeah.
I mean, listen, they're fun.
Oh, yeah, I know. You should know now because you now have a truck. But, you know, going back to Ford, like I said, we've all done it. We've all been to it. We all know that guy. We all know that friend. But Jesus fucking Christ. You know what it is to fucking throw fireworks at cops?
They're trying to do a job. How do you explain to your wife, I went to work, and this burn on my face that you're going to have to look at for the rest of my life? It's because work, you know.
It's just stupid. Like,
imagine the jokes in the fire, in the police department.
Yeah,
what's going on, fucking Tony Montana? Scarface?
It's just so stupid. It really is stupid. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it half the time when I'm reading this stuff.
They can call him Two-Face.
And you're so stupid. I'm so many levels down. It just sucks because there's no need for it. And, yeah, there's just no fucking need for it. No words. Like, when are you guys going to fucking grow the fuck up in that aspect?
Again, keep it under wraps. Don't be that person that's posting it all over social media. You guys give us a bad look.
It just sucks.
All right, what's next in news? Because we're reading this off the HPL website.
Yeah, we are on HPL website, actually. Scrolling along and having some fun while we're reading some of this news.
Giving you guys some of the tantalizing objects on the website.
You know, 2024 Nissan GTR. Boring. Thanks, Nissan. Boring. The main hype about it.
Who do we credit with that one?
Motor Trend. Good folks over at Motor Trend.
Like those guys.
Yeah, we got some cool ones from like Hypebeast as well. Yes, Hypebeast. But yeah, going back to the Motor Trend, they did a very good article on the 2024 Nissan GTR.
What's it look like?
The same, like last year's model.
No front bumper, no.
Nah, they changed around the front bumper a little bit, but it's like.
Are they bringing back the block headlights?
No, absolutely not.
Why would they?
They're never going to do that. It's one of those things, if it ain't broke, they'll fix it. That's the way I see they're doing it.
You know how much those headlights suck.
But you know what sucks is like the fucking sticker price because.
Can I guess it?
Yeah, go for it.
It's over 100.
Oh, easy. All day. But when you look at it, it's the same fucking shit that was.
In the last one.
The last few
more
years.
Horsepower at least? 20 more horsepower.
I mean, the new one now makes 565 horsepower with 467 foot-pounds of torque. So. Is it really, you know?
Is it really all that?
Not really. I mean, we're probably going to take pictures of it anyway when we see it in New York, but still, it's like...
Not super excited.
New color, you know, they're doing the whole Nardo gray thing, which is nice, I guess.
Bring back Millennium Jade.
But again, it's one of those things that, you know, come on, guys. Switch it up. But yeah, it sucks.
Is it stick at least?
No. Automatic.
I can't fret too much. I have an auto.
Automatic.
Maybe they'll throw a dog box in it.
Doubtful at best. I'm glad to see that you're hopeful.
Dog boxes are coming more and more available.
Little by little, I have seen them up a little bit.
The new GR Yaris.
No, the GR Corolla?
Corolla, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, the three banger, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Already a dog box made for it. Are they releasing it with, what are you doing?
I don't know. I was playing with my chair and it fell.
So there's an adaptable dog box that you can buy from an aftermarket company.
Mm-hmm. They got them out already?
Yeah.
For the GRs?
Yep.
Shit, that was actually faster than I thought it was going to be.
But again, no clutch. Up, 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 down, down, down.
Oh, I can kind of see them doing that. Or at least I'm pretty sure the aftermarket world, those already thought this. Because let's be for real. It's the GTR hasn't changed much anyway. So it's one of those things that just adapts.
You can
stick it on. I mean, again, it's a nice body style, but me personally, it's just like, meh. You think you would design something cooler already? Or
does it come with rays at least?
Hold on. Let me check that for you.
So
no, the same basic Nismo wheels.
All right. There's this hype that surrounds the whole Nismo brand. And more I'm starting to get jaded to it all because everything has a fucking Nismo edition. It's no longer a rarity anymore.
It really isn't. They've milked that sub-brand like a boss. I have to give them that. You know what did it for me? The Juke.
The Juke was faster than a GTR.
No. I didn't mean that cool Juke. I meant the one that they sold to people.
Oh.
That had the Nismo badge on it. That, personally, to me, is what I feel like was the shitter. Congratulations. How to fuck up a brand with one car. Dumb Nismo way. Juke.
What's the dumb ways to die?
Dumb ways to die.
it's just a Juke there.
But again, I always found it cool as hell, the whole, you know, Nismo thing or whatever. But for some cars, again, me personally, would I have done it to a Juke? No. But at least, you know what, though? If they would have made that fucking GTR swap Juke and sold that as a Nismo? Yeah. All day.
So originally, Nissan released the Nismo brand as a subsidiary performance brand, being their in-house tuning brand.
Yeah, so it's like GM has a GM Performance.
Yeah, but this was back in 84.
And Cadillac has V.
Yeah. In 84, and that's when that was cool. Here we are.
Well, yeah, because back then, at least, they had, what was it, more regulations, so the cars that they pumped out were less.
Yeah, exactly that. Also, those kind of cars usually competed in JSPC, 24-hour Le Mans, Daytona, Super GT, GT Racing, Formula E, that kind of shit.
And that's pretty cool, though.
Now what are they doing with it? Go ahead. I'll wait.
In a Juke.
It just drives me crazy.
It's a package that's only $25,000 more. And it just brings you a lip kit with a rear fog light. Oh, man. As Nissan never invites us to go check out a car again.
Yeah,
but anyway, and you know what? On the topic of that, you know what I just found? Which is a cool little list. The top 10 most favorite cars to tune and customize.
Oh, I got this.
Okay, let's see if you can get the first one.
Miata's on there.
You know what? Let's see. Are you correct? Psych. Nope.
Miata's not on there?
No.
Civic?
Nope.
FRS?
Nope. Actually, yes. FRS, yes. I'll give you the list. And then you can tell me if you think the list
let's
is...
Let's go one by one.
Top 10. This is number 10 now. The coolest car to modify. A 240SX.
Duh.
I mean, that's a given.
Next.
That's a given. Let's see.
My car best.
Number 9. Subaru Impreza WRX STI.
Done. Come on. What else you got?
That and a free vape. Anyway, let's see. What's number coming in number 8? This is also a given. The Mazda RX-7.
Where are they pulling this list from?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But so far, I think they're pretty much on the money so far.
Okay. Yeah.
Personally,
yeah.
I think. Right.
Okay. Miata didn't make that list, really?
No. As of right now, no. Coming in at number 7, the Nissan 350Z.
Thank you. So
far, so good.
7, you motherfuckers.
Number 6, Toyota GT86.
That's FRS.
Me.
If there's an FRS on top of that, I'm going to fucking go nuts.
No. Coming in top number 5, which, I don't know, I kind of found this interesting, but that's number 5, but whatever. Honda NSX, the original.
Those NSX suck to modify, but continue. So this is some hype beast.
No.
What I'm saying is this isn't really a real car enthusiast making this list.
You think so?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
This is somebody who's watched too much Instagram. Continue with
one
the
list. Too many Fast and the Furious movies?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Now this is what they think no one should ever modify.
No,
if
no,
they
no.
were to get their hands on it.
Finish the list.
This is the pretty much the top 10. This is pretty much the top 10. This is the car that they think Nissan, the Nissan Skyline R33 GTR Nismo edition.
I'm a purist when it comes to that. I'm sorry.
So they're technically right. The one that the one car that you should never modify if you were to have it.
No, no, no. Motor wise, you do whatever you want to that car.
No. Nothing. All you're doing is washing it.
Yeah, putting salt and pepper on your food. Okay, so I see what kind of person made this. Got it. Continue.
All right. This one's an oddball, but I'll go with it.
Trailblazer.
Okay. I wish. Coming in at number 3. Now, this list was comprised of cars you should modify and the ones that you should not modify. So this falls under you should not modify. And I'm not sure if you know this one, but it's the Toyota 2000 GT. Looks weird as a motherfucker.
Are you serious?
Big, bulgy fucking headlights. It's from 1970. Only 351 were ever built.
That Toyota GT? Toyota. All right. So you have the computer screen facing your way, mm-hmm. and I can tell you it looks a lot like a 240Z.
Yes.
You know why I know
Ryan
that car?
The money.
From Gran Turismo.
Nicely done. Okay. Which, okay, I get it. The rarity of it. If only 350 were ever made. I don't think that's true either,
because there's a bunch of kit cars of that.
No, no, no. Kit cars is like the Cobra. You can get yourself a kit Cobra all day. But with the guy that has the legitimate Cobra, it's down to the same bolt.
Bro, it's the same thing. I don't care.
You and me don't care. But a legit Cobra is a legit Cobra.
So you're going to tell me the guy with the legit Cobra wouldn't want his wife to have tit surgery and make her tits bigger because it'd be fake?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you, actually.
Fucking fools.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Exactly.
Go ahead.
And also, which this I found very surprising, considering we just said the other name brand of it. Coming in at number 1 of no one should ever modify, the Subaru Impreza 22B STI.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, to be honest. I don't know.
Who wrote this article? I need to know now.
This lovely article is coming by Hot Cars. It's a good website. It's a good website. I don't know. It just looks like a normal Impreza to me.
Who would they credit with that writing that bullshit? Because I'm going to follow this guy on Instagram right now.
I'm not sure.
And just light him on fire.
I'll have to see who wrote the article. Let's see. Let's see what makes this one so special for all my Subaru heads. Subaru Impreza 22B STI. Okay.
What makes it so special?
The 22B represented the very best of what Subaru could make out of their Impreza sedan. The golden years of when the 22B was released, pristine examples of this car are now costing over $300,000.
Bullshit, they were used for rally.
Again, going for $300,000. Again, this list is interesting. It's interesting because I can find, again, we said the Miata joking, but the Miata should be here. I think the Miata deserves to be on the list.
Sad. The Civic's not on there, and that's...
And Civic's also not on there,
oh.
Which I find surprising. But you know what? Going back to the Nissan Skyline, the R33 GTR?
Yeah.
Only 44 were ever made. So...
Wait, hold on. What?
That R33 GTR, the Nismo R400, only 44 examples were ever built and exist to this day.
R400.
Which I can kind of see why they said, if you have one, don't touch it.
All right, so what I'm going to say now, it's going to be an unpopular opinion. I don't care.
What? This is going to be good. It's nice that the Z made it there, though. You want to know what's another one? Granted, there's also a list of Japanese cars.
No, I can tell you why they did that.
What?
Why they made cars like that.
What?
So there used to be these races called Silhouette. Hold on. Give me a second just to double do my homework.
Silhouette? I've never heard of that.
All right. Silhouette Racing.
Did you find it?
Yeah. So... Super Silhouette Racers. What they were was people made a certain amount of cars so they can run them in these races. And it was the only rule was it had to have the same block and the same silhouette of the car.
Okay.
You can search it right now, Super Silhouette Racers.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
And Nissan used that as a big one to get their Skyline in there. And you can get a couple other cars like Ferrari and, well, even NSX to an extent, I guess you could say. But the fact of the matter being is they made just enough of those to get those cars in those kinds of races. And although, yeah, a little bit unfair, but I don't know how to say this without sounding like an asshole. It's sad that those brands only made so many of that car, knowing that it could be such a widely sought after, bought thing. Like, I'm telling you right now, if they released something like a like that,
true,
today's market, people will buy it just to have it.
Quick. They will buy it quickly. It's very true.
But do you know how much it would cost to remanufacture a RB25 block with cast iron?
You want to know what it is?
They couldn't do it.
No, it would never happen. It would never happen. Like I said, I'm surprised the Miata's not here. Because I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That's a fun little car.
Yeah. I mean, to an extent.
You've got to an extent, but
torque it's... Torque as a Roby impact gun. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Let's be real.
But you know what? It is fun to modify. And for what I've seen, people can take that fucking little car really far.
Yeah, no. OMG Miata.
You took it right out of my mouth. OMG Miata. That mother... I think the shifter, the titanium shifter I think he has, or lugs, are worth more than the car's body, pretty much.
That's where I learned how to do the bag trick.
Oh, did you really? Watching his videos on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
And, YouTube?
Not TikTok, Instagram.
Oh, Instagram, okay. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of, what's other cars you think are, Supra? The Supra's not here, the MK7. I'm not talking about the BMW one now.
MK7 is the BMW Paymail. One, I think.
No, is it? MK4, I'm sorry. MK4.
MK4 might be the boxy one.
Which one, the fucking one with the big butt? I just had a brain fart.
MK5?
Is it? There we go, MK5. I was off by a number. It's been a long day and I need more coffee.
No, the MK5 is the new one.
Okay, so I was right, MK4.
It has to be the MK4.
Yeah, mama mil.
Yeah, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
But you know what? That's not here. But now where do you think that car would land, though? The modify list, or if you have it, don't touch it list?
If you want to get money out of it, don't touch it. If you want to be a man with the balls.
Touch
it. And hold on.
Touch it everywhere.
Or the car woman with the balls, you're going to do it.
Touch it everywhere, every single orifice?
Yeah. Front bumper, side skirts.
Let's see, what other Japanese car you think?
To be honest.
That didn't make it on the list. I'm trying to think.
Toyota Chaser.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
What are we talking about?
You're right.
How about E36s?
Well, E36 is not Japanese. So there's that.
Yeah, you're right. But it's only Japanese cars right now.
We're talking about right now, like Japanese. Like if we were going to do a normal list, it's a different ballgame. Because like I said, Supra's missing. Miata's missing.
Actually, if in case we were wondering, Miata's not Japanese. Oh, Mazda, yeah. MX-5.
Meh.
Honda Prelude.
Right.
That's something you got to modify.
The Civic's not even here. That's like the staple. As much as we bash on it.
Accords, TSXs.
No, as much as we bash on it, the Civic is the staple.
Of custom cars.
Which, you know, people tend to forget because, you know, the memes are hilarious. And I mean, they are.
But anything Honda is modifiable.
Yes, but also, they're the... Not, I don't want to say the pioneer, but a good percentage of the custom world was through Civics.
Well, to be fair...
Or Hondas in general.
I think that whole Spoon and Mugen... launch was very helpful for them to show that you can modify them.
100%.
And believe it or not, they did a lot of like that 24-hour racing type bullshit where they're on a track and they're beating the piss out of it.
Yep.
Again.
I forgot that. It's like their version of the Le Mans. I just can't remember the name of it.
If you race on Sunday, you sell on Monday.
Sell on Monday. There we go. And talking about a little bit of Nissan Nismo, going back a little bit. Did you see the new Z? That they announced at SEMA?
Come on.
The GT4?
What?
Oh, yeah. It's their official race car.
Hold on.
Oh.
I want to see this in person.
Oh, you didn't see that. You got to scroll all the way down on HPL.
All right. GT4. 400Z?
GT4, Nissan Z. It was actually, they debuted at this last year's SEMA show, actually. Beautiful fucking paint
job.
What
about a Celica?
Celica's another one. But that will definitely fall on the modified list.
Motherfucker, that's a 400Z.
Yeah, that's a new Z. Well, I got you excited for no reason?
Yeah, you did.
So did you see the sticker price?
No, I did not.
Starting at $229,000, not even including shipment and handling charge.
All right, what's it pushing horsepower-wise? 450 horsepower. I can do that with a turbo. Fuck you.
Come on. It's insane.
What are we doing here?
It's insane. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's.
Eh, I wouldn't even say that.
No, it's pretty. I like it.
Boo, that's an eBay wing.
Yeah, I know. It's also a wrap, but it still looks cool. It's well executed, is what I meant to say.
300Z taillights almost. I don't know. I could pick this car apart all day.
Well, yeah, because you're a Nissan guy. Like I said, I'm tired of seeing the blue one. I like the blue one. Don't get me wrong.
The coolest thing about this car is the fucking headlights.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where they hit the mark. And they kept those same stupid mirrors.
Wait, which mirrors? I'm trying to...
The big bulgy mirrors. Bulgy Why would you keep on doing that?
You know what I'm surprised they haven't thought of yet? Like the Nismo version of GAN doors. That.
You mean Group B?
What the fuck is Group B? Special kids section? What the fuck are we talking about right now?
350Z Group B mirrors. GROUP. B mirrors.
I've never even heard of that before.
Group B mirrors are something like your CM3s. They're hard to find. And
are they really?
Yeah. All right, so mostly that was a 240 thing.
Okay.
But people do put them on Zs from time to time. Even Charge Speed. Charge Speed has a better fucking mirror.
What do you think? Oh, yeah, that does look nicer, actually.
Yeah, but there's... Look at the price on it.
$690? That's not even including shipping?
Yep. But again, Charge Speed, anything is expensive. That's why I bought those side skirts.
Okay. Now, are these parts like rarity parts?
No. They're
okay, so they are like the Holy Grail. Not the Holy Grail, but at least, you know, up there in the list of like parts you need to get.
No, not need to get. Good luck.
Good luck finding it, but if you find it, you're the fucking boss, like your dick is big.
Yeah, you have to buy it now. Okay. Same thing with the Ganadors.
Okay. Because I swear to God, and now that we're touching on that a little bit, it's just... fucking prices of some of these fucking parts.
No, I mean, listen. You're getting something that's almost a one-off piece.
Because of how old it is. Yeah.
It's a limited run. It's a unicorn part.
Yeah.
Anything that screams unicorn part equals two things. A bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
And exclusivity. And those two things...
Name of the game.
Those two things go hand in hand.
Especially when you're building to compete.
So let's use those RGB... CTS lights that you make.
Okay.
With the clears and do the animations and...
Yeah.
Do everything short of a blowjob.
Still working on the blowjob part, guys. Don't worry.
No, I already sent you the link for that one. I sent him a link the other day with an automatic blowjob machine. I was like, how do I fit this in my car?
I will find a way to retrofit that. I will.
I need this in my car.
Damn you.
Car does everything. Even gives you a blowjob.
That's it. I'm done.
So now autonomous driving and blowjobs?
Oh, done. There's going to be so many accidents.
I'll drive to Florida, and when I get there, I'll look like a skeleton. I'll have no...
You have the biggest smile on your face, and your cheekbones are going to fucking just stay stuck there like that.
So what I'm saying is...
Yeah, no, it's the being exclusive like that of, like... The clears, at least in the CTS world, they're rare as fuck to begin with. And on top of that, you take that, and yeah, you customize it, you modify it, and then you make it even more exclusive and more, like, really one-off.
Chrome inside housing.
A handful of people get. So, yeah, no, I get it. I understand it. Even down to, like...
What's the price tag on those? Just so it's open to my, and, you know, if you wanted to...
No, no, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, it's whoever wants to get it can just... I mean, because of this... You know what the annoying part is? I wish I can charge less, realistically. But the taillights are expensive to begin with.
To make.
And then to make. Because it's so many parts to make one set.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically speaking, you're looking at, let's say, for example, for the one that gets like the three package deal, the taillights and the third brake light.
Ooh, I
so
like
everything
that.
Matches in
what's,
RGB.
What's the girl that does the drag? The woman?
The what?
The woman that does the drag racing.
Oh, fuck. Gotta you go suck. Into my IG. I don't remember. Fuck.
Anyway.
But she's cool as hell.
She has
cool
that animation hell. Where it travels back and forth.
And she didn't do the third brake light. I remember this. Because she has a drag wing. Twin turbo win.
Okay.
So whoever wants to check her out on IG, twin turbo win. She was actually one of the first people that reached out. She's like, I want those taillights like yesterday. I don't care. Just get them done.
So with that being said.
Yeah, look at my babies. Look at my baby taillights right there on that dope-ass CTS-V. It's cool. But yeah.
So what I'm saying is that exclusivity is why you get to charge so much. Because you're the only motherfucker on the planet making them.
Yes. Yes, as of right now anyway. Thank God. Because Lord knows I buy every single stock of taillights I see in front of me.
With that being said, imagine what you could charge for the coupe.
Well, the coupe is a different ballgame altogether. It is, for the CTS coupe guys, yo, I mean, I talk to you guys at least once or twice a month because you guys always hit me up and always, anything for the coupes yet? No, nothing for the coupes yet. Like, nothing.
But let's get back to the rarity thing.
Yeah, if I were to find the set of those clears, right now I can buy one. I can buy one right now, a driver's side. I'll give you a perfect example of this bullshit.
Okay, go ahead. Rip through it.
One used.
Driver's side.
Used driver's side. A broken tab.
400.
425.
Yep.
Free shipping at least.
Mm-hmm.
But 425. Now that's just one. Let's say, for example, I'm dandy enough or lucky enough to find a matching set. Fuck the third brake light. That's out the window. Let's just go with taillights.
Okay.
Because they seem to be easier.
Yeah.
Even that's a fucking mission. But you know where I'm going with it.
Yes.
What am I going to be at? 800? 850?
Without even touching them.
Not touching them. With a broken tab.
How do you justify that?
Then you got to put your work and your labor into it. Even if you cut corners, in the sense of not cutting corners of doing the work, but cutting corners on, instead of charging this much for my labor, I'm going to charge this much for my labor instead.
Yeah.
Just to make it semi-affordable. You're still looking at, all said and done, what, $1,700 between parts and labor and shipping?
Yep.
And that's me taking a loss?
Yep.
That's why, realistically, coupes are like, holy shit. Like, whoever, like I said, every single time they message me, I'm the same thing. You have a set? If you got a set of clears, I'm game. Jesus Christ.
Silence that bullshit.
My phone is blowing the fuck up right now.
It's a group chat.
But, going back and forth, I'm like, you got tails? Send them. You send them, I'll put a microwave in that motherfucker. I don't give a shit. I'll put a fishbowl. You can feed Nemo while you're driving to shows. I don't give a shit. But me, as in me being able to get them? No, absolutely not. Because if I come back and tell you the price, you're going to have a heart attack.
All right, ready for this? How about the clear lenses for them?
Even worse.
So with that being said, that exclusivity, somebody is willing to pay that money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Has anybody said, I don't care what it costs, make it?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you tell them?
Okay. What's your PayPal?
No.
Like, what the fuck?
The CTS coupe guys.
Oh, no. The coupe guys, like I said, it comes down to if they have sets. If they have a set or they have two sets, I'm game for it. Like I said, I'll do the work and just send them back. Which, on their end, it becomes cheaper because then they're not coughing up money on taillights.
But again, who has clears and who has a full set and has everything ready to rock?
A few. A few people. Actually, I will be doing a set of clears in a month or two.
Of the coupes?
Of the coupes. Full RGB, blown the fuck out. And as of right now, he'll be the only one in the state of fucking Florida.
Oh, God.
Yeah, talking about you, Miguel. But he has a set of clears. And on top of that, to even make it more extra, they're the export clears. So for all my export guys, they have the amber in the back of the taillights for the blinker. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Because even for me, for the CTS sedan, it was a mission for me to find. And I was able to find the set.
I forget that Stadalac is a coupe.
Mm-hmm. And they have the amber in the back of the taillights for the blinker. That's the only fucking difference.
When I think of him, I still think of the sedan green slammed on the ground.
Yeah. That's his old STS that he had, which I regret that he ever sold that. That thing was fucking dope as hell, too. But going back to that, so on top of it getting worked on, getting full-blown RGBs, you have that extra level of like, oh, yeah, by the way, they have the amber in the bank for blinkers.
But again,
the one exclusivity. Of ones. Yeah, one of one. That becomes a one of one of one of one, I think, at that level.
And if somebody wants to get that same thing, they're going to pay an arm and a fucking leg.
Yeah. Yeah, or it becomes one of those things you put on your bucket list of car parts. Because let's be for real, we all have that bucket list of car parts.
Yours is a little bit longer.
Mine is a little bit longer, yes, of car parts. And to be honest, I have parts I have written down from like 4 or 5 years back on just the BMW.
You jerk, you have that on other people's cars too.
Yeah.
All right, guys, hold on. Story time.
What?
The other day, I go, listen, I'm going to need like a rear diffuser. I got to figure out something, you know, showcase this exhaust. It's going back on, blah, blah, blah. I need a rear diffuser, but I need something like, you know, very JDM-ish, you know, big wide with the splats and all that and the fins. And I didn't get to finish my sentence before I heard bling. I'm like, did you just text me? He's like, yeah, no. I had it in my watch list for you. I knew you were going to ask for it. Tell me I'm lying.
That is a true story. That is a true story.
This is 9 o'clock in the morning when I call him just for the work call.
No. This is actually a really true story. But it's also funny because I can kind of see where you were going already with the car. But if I tell you that day and then, you do your usual, I don't know, I get to the end. It's fucking annoying and I want to choke you half the time when you do that bullshit. But anyway. So I go and I have the brain fart. I was like, oh, shit, this would look pretty cool in this fucking car. So you know what? I'm going to put it in a folder. I'm going to put the link in a fucking folder because you know what? This fucking cock licker is going to fucking come back at me fucking 6 months later with the same idea I was going to throw at him anyway and be like, I really want to do that. It's really cool. And I'd be like, bing, go, just buy it because I found it 6 months ago.
So you have a whole folder with a bunch of mods for my car.
Your car, my car, Amanda's car. A few other cars on the team. I do this. I don't know.
Will
I have
you
problems.
Send me the folder?
I have problems.
Send me that folder. What you would? Because this is what you would build with my car.
Oh yeah. No, if I tell you that, you're gonna go run to the shitter now. I know how you get.
Send it to me.
No, I'm not gonna send you that now. I don't even have it here. I have it on the fucking iMac.
You have to send me that.
I'll send you your list. Yes, I'll send you the list of shit.
Is any of my stuff currently on it?
Yeah, the Porsche vents. Well, I had vents. With an asterisk on it, so it was one of those whatever looked cool.
What were you gonna do for a front bumper?
I was gonna chop it up more.
My Vertex bumper?
Yeah, I was gonna chop it up. I don't give a fuck about
Vertex. How? What? I don't want to know.
Oh, now you don't want to know,
no,
right?
Because that bumper is not getting touched. We put S14 lights on there. We're good. We are good.
Yeah, no. A few things, fender mirrors. That was a big wow.
Well, we just had that conversation.
Yeah, we just literally had that conversation. But I had that conversation with myself. You weren't in it. It was just me, myself, like 6 months ago. This is how I am. This is how my brain works. While most people are like taking a shit and reading the news, I'm like on eBay hunting down parts or on Facebook Marketplace, whatever comes out cool. This is how my brain functions when it comes to building cars.
Ooh, by the way, pull up that link.
What link?
The intake.
What intake? The one I found you?
Yeah, the choker.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what that is.
That sounded like a real cool sex move.
Anyway, it's known as a choker. So what's the brand that makes it again?
Group M, I think. It really is nice.
Yeah, but the airflow is not what you would expect.
Look at the fucking airflow.
It's not what you really think.
Those that are wondering what the fuck we're even talking about, it is this humongous, I'm going to keep it very simple. It's a humongous carbon fiber fucking air duct that is for your intake. And I'm pretty sure you just farted, and I'm pretty sure it just showed up on the podcast. Congratulations, you just farted to the world.
Did you?
There was a spike on the volume. And I was like, oh, that came out of his ass.
Could have been the chair. But how do you clean this out? How do you order another filter? It's a
headache. I'm pretty sure the filter you can find replacements.
How much does this idiot want for it?
It retails for $1,600 new. Granted, it is still new, but he sold the car and he doesn't have it anymore.
25 horsepower gain. Doubt it.
It is technically proven on their website. There is stat sheets.
This kid's... All right, hold on. His information on... His seller information is Honda CRX NSX. No. Absolutely not. What else is he selling?
That's it. What the...
Selling C5 parts and a Subaru intercooler mount kit. Yeah, no, he's not a Z guy. He never was.
But maybe he just got his hands lucky on a rarity. That's what I said. I found it. I was like, huh, maybe.
He's selling a wooden sculpture. Come on, get out of here.
A little bit more. You're going to go back and like figure out that he was like dropped as a child and like...
He was. He
failed kindergarten three times. Jesus Christ,
if you
bro.
Bought that kind of an intake, something's wrong.
I mean, personally, me, it is very cool looking.
Cool looking, but it is cool functional? Looking.
Hey, as long as the engine starts.
Listen, I'm going to explain something to you very gingerly. My air intake now matches the one in my truck.
Yes, it is massive. It is.
More air, more fuel, more horsepower.
I had no idea that's how that worked. I really thought it was just like feet on the ground and go...
No, you have to wear your Timberlands to go faster. And you have to have a lot of family. All right, what time are we at? We've been slinging shit for a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. We're doing good so far. I think we got like, what, 4 more minutes?
All right, we'll throw 4 more minutes on.
Yeah, why not?
I feel like this is a filler episode.
We always have the filler episode. But at least this is a semi-educational filler episode.
These people we're going off the rails.
They're going to be like, Jesus Christ, these guys are bouncing all over the fucking place today.
But yeah. Who are you replying to right now?
Oh, me. I'm just trying to buy parts. It's what I do. Don't worry about it. Don't ask questions.
It's not parts for me.
No. They will not. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
What do you do? Even
slept on. What do you do with my side skirts?
What?
What would you do with my side skirts?
Which ones? The ones with the vent?
Yeah.
Light that bitch up. In a very nice carbon fiber splitter on it. Just so when you really air out, it's really on the fucking ground.
Okay. But was there anything crazy that you would have done that I wouldn't have done in mine?
I think the craziest... No. You're
going to tell me roof vents.
Yeah, I still say it to this day. That Subaru, that rare-ass fucking Subaru fucking bloop, that stupid little thing.
Pop-up
roof. That would be absolute tits. And I can already hear the Subaru guys cringing and choking on their vapes. And I can see the Z guys, like, having strokes because of you're mashing the worlds together. Technically, even a little bit of Mazda, because if you do the fucking, you know, fender mirror thing, you're taking a page out of the little bit of the RX-7 vibe. But isn't that the whole point of building a custom car?
To make it your own.
To make it your own to a certain degree and kind of picking out the coolest things of every single fucking car?
Yeah, it really is.
And kind of try and mash it up together. Granted, as always, asterisk, done correctly, you know.
Just don't go to AutoZone and fucking spend $300.
That's what I meant, or Michael's, whatever. What, too soon?
You're going to hell on a jet.
But yeah.
Hate mail to C4
Lifestyle. C4Lifestyle.com. but yeah, 100%. No, you've done it so far with the Z build. Pretty much down what I would have really done. Like I said, the only differences would be I really would have hunted down hard that stupid fucking center vent on the roof that the Subaru guys can
do. And then I got to chop it.
What? Really? You're going to come to me with that fucking world's smallest violin? You've already chopped 70% of the fucking car. What the fuck are you talking about? Think about it, bro.
But ready for this? After all that cutting, I'm still adding on more because the front wide body.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. You've done fucking pretty much everything I would have crazily done. The only other things that are like whatever, they're not there. It's just like random bullshit when you really think about it, because we really need what? Splitter kit, really? To design a real cool splitter kit for the car?
Actually,
front, sides, rear, diffuser.
I'm debating stealing one off another car.
Even better. If the measurement fits, we trim and cut and we do what we got to do. But that's the whole point. And it's the main point that we always go back to. If you can execute it correctly, who gives a fuck where you got the part from? We go and we do it. But yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much it, I guess, for this lovely episode. Yeah. Anything else you want to chime in on?
One of my coworkers just asked me to break into their car.
Oh, that's great. That's going to be fun.
So we're going to have to drive back to my job after the studio.
Yeah, great. Fun. Can't wait. Anything else you want to chime in?
Guys, again, if you're doing your cars, don't just do a cookie cutter build. Step out of the box. Be special. Be different. Be unique as you
are,
your personality.
Don't be scared of what the internet will flame you for, I think is what it comes down to.
All right, hold on. Question number one, do you see yourself as somebody special or a decent individual? If the answer is yes, let your car reflect it. If not, stay the fuck away from cars and don't send it.
Yeah, yeah, damn. Yeah, that's pretty good life advice right there.
Yeah, that's the one gem I dropped today.
So, again, guys, check out the website, hplmag.com. It is pretty much your number one spot for all car news all around the fucking world. We hope you guys like it. And again, if you want to be a feature on the website, feel free. Reach out. Send a message. Drop a picture of your car. Maybe we'll do an article on you. We love to have people show their builds, and we want to be the platform to help show your builds. So if the magazine won't accept you, Super Street, Paz Mag, or whoever the fuck don't want to accept you, we will.
We'll do it here.
We'll love to feature your rides. We love to feature your builds. So
hold on.
What?
Don't come in hot with fucking rap and a little bit lower in some tints. You better bring it fucking correct.
No. Yeah. Bring it correct. We don't want no traffic cars either in the inbox. But we do want to at least be able to showcase what other people are building around the U.S. So check out the website, hplmag.com. As always, it's C4 Lifestyle Media at IG. Feel free to drop a line. Don't forget c4lifestyle.show, where you can literally drop a voicemail. If it's something good, we'll play it back. And yeah, that's pretty much it for today. Take it away.
Don't forget to keep it cussing, baby, because life is too short to stay stock.
Later.